One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? You sound clearer than ever.
Oh, thank you. Sorry I'm late.
How did your Animal Crossing live stream go?
Oh my God, it went so well. I did 2 hours.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and then I was depressed and I was like, oh, I got to do this now. No, I'm kidding. I'm like, all right, Pashmina, see you later, sis. I'm like, oh, Puddles, I got to go. Like screaming at Pashmina. I'm like, maybe if you had a business, you'd understand. No, I literally, like, my one Animal Crossing character was standing by the pond just singing to herself. And I was like, you know what? Same, sis.
Very same.
Yeah, I'll have to put it on my YouTube or something.
Yeah, get those streams.
Yeah, my island of gay icons.
Is that what you've made?
No, it randomly gives you animals, and the first two that I got, one was named Pashmina, which is already gay enough. Second,
yes.
She's a deer, which is gay, and she has the Carly Rae Jepsen rainbow emotion sweater. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I was like, yeah, okay.
Lucked out.
I was like, is Nintendo listening? And then the other character is this bear who's blue, and all he does is talk about working out.
Oh, the bear and the deer can say the F word.
Literally. And then, like, this pink frog moved in named Puddles, and she's like always complimenting how I look.
Oh my God.
And then this lion named Rex moved in, who has a really high pitched voice. Anyway, this is not what we're here to do today.
Right. Animal legends only.
Yeah, that's the box that I've checked off on the gay in crisis. Anyway, what were we doing? Oh, yeah, this is our podcast called Legends Only. That's right.
Yep.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to another.
Welcome back to another week of hell. I mean, another episode of
Legends Only. Oh, well,
I feel like you can do it, and then I'll just be like, I'll do the second part.
You can do the post-production, and you can add the layering and the vocals and the auto-tune.
Oh, I actually probably could.
Honestly, you should do a very Imogen Heap Legends Only.
Oh my God, I'll get gloves and just like warp our vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get started on that. Yes, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Legends Only. Your weekly, even though what are days anyway, pop culture podcast where we talk about being stuck in quarantine, losing our minds, Animal Crossing, and Legends Only.
Only.
Yeah. We'll
fix that in post.
Oh, how this has evolved.
It's really the devolution of Mimi.
I know, right? Like, we literally launched this podcast in October, and we were like,
we were all so happy that day. It's actually hard to even imagine how terrible things would soon become.
Me at the beginning of the year. Me when Britney announced Britney Jean. Me when Slumber Party got released. Me when Domination got announced. Me when I woke up this morning.
Me on my birthday. before she canceled it.
Literally, you at 12:01 on your birthday every year.
Yes, welcome back to another week of quarantine. I have no updates. I've been doing at-home workouts and walking around my house. That's about it. And the country is starting to get restless and, like, acting a fool girl, literally. So
wait, you are?
No, the country is.
Oh, the country. You, like, cut out.
Have you seen
I was like, who?
Protests?
Yeah, you know.
Act the fool girl. Hold I'm on. Here. Oh. Act the fool.
It's the end of the world.
Speaking of acting a fool, my dog.
What was that?
Is... literally, what is that? You know what? Honestly, this is the ambiance I needed to talk about Fiona Apple's new album. Which...
Fiona Apple's new apple? What?
Which literally has her dogs like barking in the background of the whole thing.
Actually, though?
Yeah. She created it at home. It's like a very quarantine album, except not. But it's very fitting for the time because she's literally just at home banging pots and her dogs yapping.
I haven't listened to it yet.
You will hate it. You definitely won't like it. And it's very, like, call it out. It's very difficult to it's not bops. I'll say that it's very, I love the lyrics and it's very aggressive and emotional and very Fiona Apple, but it's not for giving them something to dance like your tits out.
We need that sound clip of, I don't even know who says it. She's like, I wanted to give them something fun to dance to, something in the summer. Like, do you know that meme?
No.
Oh God, I'll find it and I'll send it to you. It's just like, it's good. We'll add it when I find it. I'll send it to you.
Didn't it get like incredible reviews though?
Yeah, the album got Pitchfork's first 10 rating since Kanye's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy 10 years ago. It's the first time they've given a 10 to an album since then, which is very, you know what, that's a lot. I'm still processing the album, but you know what, I love that she's doing it her way and I will always stan her as a person. It's just not a very, I don't even know what I have to say about it. It's very, it's got teeth. It's very aggressively.
Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth, featuring Lady Gaga.
Sorry, the monster jumped out again.
Yeah, truly, this is really a monsters only podcast at this point.
I know, everyone's like, oh my God, this new album. I'm like, still listening to Stupid Love.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, there were two big albums on Friday, I think, that all the gays were talking about. And I mean, not to be shady, but I do feel like everyone sort of jumped on the Fiona train hard. I was like very surprised by how much attention was suddenly there for her. But, you know,
everyone's into... bored in the house and in the house bored.
I'm still just mainly watching TikTok, so.
I haven't really been on the TikToks.
Oh God, it keeps me up till 4 a.m.
I've been playing Animal Crossing.
No, I've just been watching all the TikToks and the range of emotions. You swipe through one and it's a white gay doing a dance, and then you swipe through another and it's a cancer patient receiving her final treatment and ringing the bell, and then you're crying, and then you swipe through the next one and it's this mother teaching you how to cook pasta. It's just a lot of, I'm learning a lot.
That sounds like a journey that I don't need to be on right now. I almost started crying today because one of my Animal Crossing characters was doing yoga. And I thought it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. So
that is pretty adorable.
The moral of this episode is...
safe enough space to watch TikTok now.
The moral of today's episode is... send help.
Basically. Yeah, you've been having a time.
Somebody help me. Yeah.
Sounds like you've been having a time there. Sounds like things are really active in your community right now.
Oh. Yes. Puddles through the first brick at the plaza. Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's get it together, shall we?
Let's deep dive into other people's problems that are not our own.
That's a great way of putting it. Well, problems is an interesting word. Anyway.
It is. I've got one less problem with Outcha featuring Igloo Azalea.
Oh God. So speaking of acting fool, I feel like I don't even know anymore because I feel like I'm the fool. So
yep.
That goes to everyone this year. I mean, this week.
Wow. You're really going through it.
I am. I have been working nonstop since the fucking 20th of like February. And I was just like, can I sleep one day? That's all I want.
I know. And now you're, well, the big event this weekend is the 8-hour marathon.
Yeah.
Happening.
Yeah.
I just saw Rita Ora singing I Will Never Let You Down, and I do have to stand. She sings. She did that thing where she had like multiple layering of the vocals. She did her Calvin Harris banger.
Oh.
Which, you know.
I like Let's Be Lonely to Get the with
Yeah,
Kimi
I think
she
did that too.
So good. Oh, that's actually kind of fitting for the times.
Right. So it was very inspirational, and it got me through quarantine.
Yeah. We'll be discussing a lot of people singing at home this week.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We'll get there.
Well, that's all we can do anymore, so.
We like to save. Yeah, that's true. Not like we have any other choice. You know, we like to save the best for last every single week. It's called storytelling. You know, we like to keep the girls waiting. You know, last week we saved Lady Gaga for the end. I losing it.
You are absolutely losing it. Speaking of losing it, what's our transition?
Where's that one gonna go?
Speaking of losing our audience, we have an announcement regarding Patreon.
Oh, yeah, we do. Well, it's all tied together.
Right.
Yes. So to our Patreon Legends Only fans, see, I'm not losing it. I said it right that time.
You are.
So, you know, things that we had originally planned at the beginning of the year, like I'm sure we can all relate to, you know, it just didn't really turn out the way that we had thought the year was going to turn out. So our cute little bonus episodes and all of these things that originally we had time for, and we obviously haven't been able to deliver the content that we've been wanting to every single month because of our schedules and because of this casual thing known as like a global pandemic that's happening out in the world. But plans aren't really happening the way that we would like. So we apologize for the delay on our Patreon. I feel like most people understand and they get it. It's just me feeling guilty as a creator, you know, not being able to deliver on time with my promises. It's very off brand for me.
Mm-hmm. And you should feel bad.
We did a bonus episode last week, though.
Yes, we did. But in the meantime, we have an announcement about the tier updates.
Yes. So starting May 1st, which is in 2 weeks from now, we're going to open up bonus content to everyone in the $2 tier, which is the not a local tier. For those of you who still want to support, if you do need to lower or drop your tier, we completely understand and we get it. And we're going to lower that down for the bonus content that we will be doing, just not as frequently as we would like.
Yes. I think you said all you need to say in that.
Right?
Yeah.
Because to be like completely transparent here, so next week we were supposed to be on reruns, which means that I get to work like half as much as what I normally would have to do, which means we can do bonus episodes, but now we are doing full originals, so I'm going to be working like 12 to 13 hours a day, so that's kind of what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Which is a delight for you, I'm sure.
Yeah. It just means like no sleep, really, which is not.
Bus, another bus, no sleep, club.
Yeah, another club, another Zoom, bus, another Zoom. Plane, Zoom,
text
Zoom,
chain.
Zoom. Hi, can I call you? Text, Zoom,
circling
another
back,
Zoom.
Circling back, kindly, fondly.
Per my last email, per my last Zoom, circling back. Hi, confirming. Yes, Zoom. Another Zoom. It's just been, this is the thing. And like, I'll be completely transparent. I'm fine. I've always been a hard worker. I have never gone this long on this level of like involvement.
Yeah.
Without literally a singular day of like being able to not have to do anything.
A day of rest, like, but not for you.
Yeah. So it's unsustainable. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do it, but you know what? We're here. So
that's right. That's the spirit. And you're going to do your best. And that's all you can do.
Exactly. And the other part of it is like, both you and I are in entertainment, mm-hmm. and that is very up in the air right now.
Very.
So I don't know if I'll have a job in a month. Like, it's very like up in the air.
Yep, so, it's a crazy feeling on my end too, for sure. It all comes down to like advertisers and events and things that are no longer guaranteed. So everyone's just kind of like a big old question mark on my career and the state of our industry. So
exactly. So like doing this, I mean, I love doing this. Like, let's be real. I fucking love doing this every single week, but like I'm at capacity, I feel like. So I think the Patreon Legends OnlyFans understand.
I think they do too.
Because so many people have messaged me. They're like, I don't care. Like, it's fine. I'm just supporting. And I'm like, I know, but I feel bad. I feel guilty.
Well, stop it.
I know. It's... Anyway, speaking of guilty and the guilty chanteuse, Miss Britney Spears, let's get into this episode, shall we?
Let's do it. Britney Watch 24/7. Britney Watch is back on. I think we do need a sound. Let's add that to your list of things to do.
Okay. Great. Need,
a Britney watch at this point.
Right. We need some sort of like Brit something knee. I don't know.
Quarantine knee.
Oh, that.
I mean, that. Yeah. She's certainly come out as one of the leading voices of the quarantine. So
I wonder if I could do something with like her saying coronavirus and quarantine.
Ooh, maybe.
Do you remember that remix that someone did once where it was like something, something, vanilla candles, dun, 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 costume changes? Yeah. What was that? It was so good.
Oh, fuck. Dun, yeah. Dun, you're dun, right. Dun.
Vanilla candles, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Dun, 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 we gotta
coronavirus,
find that one.
Dun, 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 quarantine. I don't know. Yeah. So as if this year could not, one, get any worse, two, throw any more twists our way in probably what is one of the most shocking things that I've seen in the Britney world in the past year. And that says a lot because there's, you know,
it's hard to do because every day is another what the fuck,
you know, we've been dragged, there's been thing, and like this I tops any of that for me. I literally had to like check my eyesight. I was like, okay, T. Kyle, like, are you really losing it? No, it's definitely there. Britney posted a dancing video dancing to a Justin Timberlake song
from Man of the Woods, no less.
Ugh, right? God. Like, who even heard that album?
That was the first time I heard that song.
Me too. I never heard it.
I don't mind it, actually. It's like filthy.
It's like that saying, you know, if a tree falls in the woods, did anyone hear it? If an album flops in the woods, did anyone buy it?
Just her, apparently. But yeah, so she's dancing to Filthy, and the caption is a shocker. Now, of course,
is it even still there? Is the post still there?
We do have to address it. The queen of post and delete did delete it and then re-upload it. Now, I was expecting a vintage filter, but she did re-upload it in what appears to be the same condition. She wrote, "This is my version of Snapchat or TikTok or whatever, the cool thing you're supposed to do these days. As you can see, I'm not really dancing, folks. I'm just very bored. P.S. I know we had one of the world's biggest breakups 20 years ago, but hey, the man is a genius. Great song, JT. P.S. If you know what's good, winky tongue face," that last line haunts me.
So let's break it down, all right?
Yeah.
First of all, the first line, she knows what TikTok is. Confirmed.
Yes.
My theory about the TikToks, I think, is confirmed.
Yeah, that she makes them there first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the next part, she's bored. We get it.
Bored.
Like,
we have a song about it that a Brazilian has made.
Yeah. Bored, baby, just do it.
Which, baby, like, just do it, baby.
Relatable.
Yeah. Bored.
You know, she's just doing literally what everyone else is doing.
Yes. We're all losing our minds and posting questionable content. This is not new.
Exactly. The next part of it.
World's biggest breakup 20 years ago. So she acknowledges the legacy somewhat.
And has the dates kind of close to right.
Yes, which is very new. We don't usually get that from her. Because, yeah, what, 2000. Well,
yeah, she's right.
Yeah, it was like 2002, 2003.
Yeah, well, I mean, they knew each other for like forever before that, but...
Yeah. So that, give it up for her. She got that. And then the man is a genius. Well,
art is subjective. I'll just say that.
Art is subjective.
You know, well, I do love Love Stoned.
Yeah.
She's I love generous. That album.
She's generous with compliments.
What did you call that album last week? It fucking killed me.
Oh, Future Sex Love Sounds, but I called it, what was the topic we were talking about? Well, we'll review the tapes and you can just robot insert it here. Future Clown Love Sounds.
And then in what was the, like, had me scratching my eyeballs out was him commenting on the post.
Yeah, we got crying, laughing, arms up emojis.
What was that?
Of all things to happen this year.
The reunion.
Like, Justin Timberlake commenting on Britney Spears' Instagram. Lindsay Lohan comes back.
Oh, I know.
Global pandemic.
Pussycat Dolls. Nicole Scherzinger. Another bus. Another bus. Club.
Like, literally, what else? I'm just like...
It's so ridiculous. It makes sense this year. I will say it sparked a future nostalgia for me, because I was in my feelings about when things were a more innocent time, and like Pinky and Stinky, and like the way they did love each other at that time and all their cute photo shoots. And I was like, oh, it was a simpler time, but I would never want them back together. And I obviously don't care for him anymore.
Right.
And then we also had comments we got one from Jamie Lynn, who ran in like a second after it was posted and wrote, "Blogs are already plotting their outrageous stories. You keep having fun and looking cute, though."
She's not wrong. I mean...
She's not wrong. I mean, everybody covered this. So that was, you know, protective Jamie jumping under the counter and getting a knife knee. And then...
Then move the fuck out.
Actually, a lot of people came in here. Brian Friedman, who choreographed for her forever, wrote, "My favorite post you've ever made." And then Sam Asghari, her current man, bless his heart, was born when they were dating, wrote, "Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, even MySpace was all inspired by you." All I can say is bless him. Bless his heart. He was not born for most of that, so.
Right? Like, was he even alive when MySpace was out?
I don't know or think so. He was born in the 90s, I know that, but like 94 or 5, I'm not sure.
Wow.
You know what? Just keep up with the fitness. And oh yeah, Snooki came in and wrote, "Work." And JWoww wrote, "The world feels right again."
Does it, JWoww?
Does it, JWoww?
Does it really feel right?
God.
First of all, and second of all.
You know, everyone just wants a little light in the dark right now. So everyone just panicked and was excited. And a lot of people like praised her for being mature, for having a sense of humor about it and whatever, which I mean, she won out of this anyway. Everyone liked it and thought it was fun and cute and whatever.
I mean, she more really praise. Is coming out from under all of this. Just
so she won quarantine. Yeah, it's a competition and she's winning it.
Oh, 1,000%. Well, we say that now and then. Right. I you know, we were so happy that day.
right
I worry about jinxing it, because at this point I honestly thought that like Lindsay Lohan releasing music in 2020 was the craziest fucking twist we were going to get in terms of pop culture.
Yeah.
Then this happened and I was like, what?
I mean, honestly, next week could be their Zoom reunion. You never know.
I can't even like the things that I could think of are just like,
I mean, all the casts are having their Zoom reunions. I've seen so many of them, like right? High School Musicals and stuff. Oh my God. Imagine a Mickey Mouse Club Zoom reunion.
Don't even put it out into the universe.
I want it. Christina and Britney being on the same screen. I need it.
I would love a Britney and Christina Zoom.
And who was the, was it Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Or Reynolds?
And Ryan then Felicity, what's her name?
Oh,
Carrie Russell.
Yes.
And Justin Timberlake. And you know, we have to stop talking about this because we can't. I just want it to
pass anymore.
I just want it to be Brittany and Christina, like on Instagram Live.
I would imagine it going exactly as her 2013 Q&A went, where she's like biting her nails and reading the comments and being like, it was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Her leaning off screen to end the call.
That was iconic, by the way.
Truly. So it would be that and Christina in like a floofy bed with a bunch of dogs and pillows having tea.
Christina like on her couch with her dog, with her microphone singing.
17 ring lights.
Oh, we'll get to that in a short
yes, we will.
Minute. Yeah. What twist do you think is going to happen next? Why don't you tweet Ooh. Us at legendsonly_pod with the craziest pop culture moment that you could think of happening next.
Yeah.
I mean, I just...
Keeps getting better.
Does it?
I regret it the second I said it. Well, there are some bright spots.
There
this
are.
Week.
So now it's the time of the show where we talk about new music. And I will say, not only do I know everything that we listed, I actually enjoy everything that we listed.
This is a first. Give it up for him. Isn't
I scheduled,
he listening?
Yeah, I scheduled time yesterday. And I was like, 2 hours dedicated to my Legends Only catch up.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, some Dua news.
Yes.
She,
well, the UK's got taste.
Always.
Yes.
Which, by the way, there is a playlist on Spotify called UK House or something on the electronic channel. I've been listening to it while I play League of Legends. It's so good. The taste jumps out.
I gotta get into that.
Give it up for the UK. Aren't they amazing?
Truly.
And Miss Dua is number one in the UK for the second week in a row.
Second week in a row, because they have taste and they understand that future nostalgia will be getting them through this quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very proud of her. I think it's like number eight still here, which I just, my expectations were so low for the US even like embracing her that I'm like pleased that she's even still hanging on. So it's only gravy to have that US promo still. So I'm very pleased for her.
And, right. She doesn't need yeah. us.
No, she doesn't.
She's going to tour the UK in 2022.
Yeah.
And maybe.
Yeah, whenever we're allowed to go to tours in 2037, she's going to be like, here's the tour I meant to do 37 years ago.
Yeah. O2 Arena, and that's it. Also, so I wrote a note here today because I had this realization last night, which is kind of embarrassing to admit, but I just realized literally last night that Dua Lipa sings the Martin Garrix song, Scared to be Lonely.
She's got a lot of bops already. Like she really, you know, electricity with...
Electricity is so fucking good.
Like she was already doing it.
I was on Spotify, not sponsored, and hit Essential Dua Lipa, and it started playing, and I was like, okay, like, this is weird, like, why is it playing Martin Garrix? And then I, like, opened it up, and I was like, wait, that's her.
Yep.
Stand that I hadn't, you know, I can't be good at everything.
Well, as long as you found out now, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, another bop from her if you haven't heard it yet.
So good.
Martin Garrix
for the acoustic one is so good too.
Which one?
The acoustic one.
Oh, yeah.
The vocals.
Speaking of vocals, there is a vocalist who did return this year. After teasing this song for what was like 6 months too.
Yes.
Because we knew about this forever. Kelly Legendary Clarkson is back with her song called I Dare You.
And it's five just different languages.
It's five different languages for now. I'm sure there's like 40 lined up. A very ambitious project. She wanted to release it in all these different languages. And she features a lot of cool, really cool and interesting artists from each language that she picked. You're the chief legend stan here. I mean, not that I don't stan her, but obviously you did show her your binder and everything.
I did. Legend has held my Legends binder that she is in. She took it and she opened it up to I think I've told this story. I don't even know. I might have told it on the Britney podcast.
Yeah.
So I have this Legends binder that's like Legends in a binder. And Kelly Clarkson, I met her. She opened it up. And the spread that she opened up to was Paris Hilton's first photo shoot after getting out of jail. I was mortified. But you know what? It was iconic.
Like, you're in this with Legends only.
Yeah. She opens it up and it was like that, you know, that photo shoot from like People magazine or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so embarrassing. You know, memories.
Yeah.
So I like the song.
Yeah.
She's a cute girl.
She's a cute girl. She's unfortunately a bit, how would I describe it? Just motivational.
Yeah. And it's like about love.
The love is like, okay.
Which for, I feel like, and, you know, we'll discuss with the next girls, but like, why is everyone singing about love right now?
Well, I would say arguably people want to hear, well, soccer moms want to hear that right now. I don't know.
Well, I think soccer moms can't do anything. You can't play soccer.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they need to hear like,
you can't touch each other. You can't hug each other. You're not supposed to go outside. You're supposed to stay 6 feet apart. Why is everyone singing about love?
I think they want to hear We're Not Gonna Make It song.
I do.
I want to.
I want like an emotional EDM ballad.
Yeah.
Like Lonely Together.
Yeah. I've
been listening to that song, Hold the Line.
And Never Again and all those songs. I can't help but want Kelly Clarkson to still be in that mindset to a certain degree. And especially because the song title was I Dare You. I was very sure that she was going to be like spiteful or something. But I Dare You to Love is a very different kind of message.
Yeah, I'll accept that dare maybe in like a year when we can actually like see other humans.
Right.
But I love a Kelly vocal. I mean, honestly, she could sing anything. I wish she would do a cover of Matthew Koma's Dare You.
Oh, yeah. She did do a live session where she basically virtually duetted the other singers. And she sounded amazing. No surprise there from her ranch in Montana.
Right? Oh, she's probably living the life.
Honestly, she probably loves this. But, you know, I like it for her vocally.
Yeah. I just wonder if this is like a one-off single project.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Because like, I'm curious like what this sound will be if it's the lead single for an album.
She had said before that she's working on material for the album. So I imagine it is the lead single. And it also did go to number one on iTunes when it came out, which is actually surprising to me because I don't feel like she has that kind of pull anymore necessarily with music. Not that she's irrelevant by any means, but that I guess I was just surprised that she does. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like Heat and the songs from the 2017 record, Meaning of Life, were necessarily visible. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it was surprising to me, but good for her. And
also,
I definitely
men
think
have been dominating the charts too.
Yeah, that's the bigger thing. So that was a surprise, but it's good. And I hope the album is really full of range. She certainly has the range. And I hope it's not just motivational and inspirational. Because I, don't get me wrong, like, she is self-empowerment queen, but usually there's some grit to it, like stronger, what doesn't kill you.
I mean, even Piece by Piece, that ballad has like grit to it.
Yeah. So we do have some mommy moments from Miss Clarkson, but it's okay. She is a mother.
Yeah. You can still shake your tits if you're a mom.
Exactly. And hopefully she will be.
Yeah. T. Kyle's motivational message.
Mm-hmm. Shake your tits with your mom.
Yeah. Just because you're a mother doesn't mean you can't shake your tits.
That's the most inspirational thing one can say, really. Yes.
Right. Me to Heidi Montag during our interview, basically.
Yes.
So do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
Go electronic. Oh my God. I can't. Well, speaking of, you know, more love music,
speaking of Collegians,
well, there's Collegians Clarkson and then there's Kelly Rowe Legendary.
Yes,
is out with a new track called Coffee.
Let me tell you, it's called Coffee. Spoiler alert, it is not about coffee. As a diehard Rolling Stone since the very beginning, I was very excited for this, and
even more excited to learn that it was a song inspired clearly by Legend X's Sex for Breakfast from Bionic, because it is a song about, you know, sex for breakfast. And if you, you know, obviously I want Kelly to do dance again, but if you're a fan of Kelly doing Motivation, especially when sung by Miss Juicy,
oh my god, that's right.
Go deeper.
And when we're done. Oh, Motivation is so good.
Basically, we need Miss Juicy to sing Coffee. And yeah, it's basically, it's only 2 minutes. Is a filthy mouthed ode to morning wood and having sex. And it is pretty explicit, very pornographic. She looks stunning in the video.
I mean, she looks stunning everywhere.
Yeah. The video is very like different shots of women on the beach. Very empowering. She said she wanted to show different shades of black women, and she looks gorgeous. Everybody does. It's actually really striking visually. And she at one point wears a shirt that says Coffee, because, you know, coffee. And there's a horse, clearly a neighbor or cousin of the dearly departed Radar horse, who is a very noble steed. And
God.
It's yeah, so I'm happy for her, and I hope this is like a little taste of what's coming, and I do hope that we will get some up-tempo from her.
Get a little sweetener in that coffee.
A little sweetener. Very well said, yes.
Some little Splenda.
Yeah, because this was just a little splash, so I hope that we do get
a couple ice cubes, a reusable straw. Like
your Dunkin' order, or...
Literally. A side of hash browns for 99 cents.
Yeah. Somebody said because Beyonce has lemonade and now Kelly has coffee, they're like, oh my god, I can't wait for Michelle's tea.
Oh my god. Sleepy time tea.
Sleepy time tea. No, I'm ready for that.
I'm joking that I stan Michelle.
I'm a diehard Michelle stan, yes, and I would love Miss Michelle doing tea or orange juice or whatever beverage she likes.
She's gonna be like, fuck it. It's gonna be tequila straight after this goddamn year. Spiked seltzer. Lemonade, probably. Coffee, spiked seltzer.
No, knowing her, it's gonna be holy water.
Oh, that's true.
When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no.
What would yours be?
What do you say?
What would yours be?
Mine would be, what am I always drinking? Protein shake.
Oh, I can't. Disgusting. Muscle milk.
Yeah, muscle milk. Oh my god.
Ugh, mine would be White Claw.
Yeah, yours would definitely be White Claw featuring Baby Yoda.
Oh my god. Anyway.
Featuring Brooke Hogan.
Right.
Featuring and prepared by Brooke Hogan.
Sounds iconic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I fucking love Kelly Rowland, and she's stunning. Queen, Commander, When Love Takes Over. Know what I found the other day on my Tumblr?
What?
So back in the day when I worked at MTV, and this was like one of my first like celebrity interviews. My first one was Bonnie McKee, and then my second one was Tamar, and then my third one was Kelly Rowland, and she complimented my hair. She was like, you have such beautiful hair. And I was like, you are fucking beautiful. And then I told her about her nickname, Kelly Rowlegend, and her face like lit up. And obviously like I screenshot it, and it says like in the captions, it's like, producer, like, how do you feel about like Kelly Rowlegend? And her face is just like lit up. And
oh my god,
that's my contribution to Kelly Rowland's life.
Amazing. Yeah, she even took on to Rolling Stones. She loves it. She loves all of it, which I gotta appreciate a queen who appreciates the stands.
We do.
That was, yes, a double dose of collagen. And
did you say double dose?
Double dose.
Double dosing on your love.
Truly losing it on this.
I only got 3 hours of sleep last night. Let me live. Yes. Queen of Overdosing, Heidi Montag. Listen to our collab now. And on Patreon, our honest review of our interview. No, speaking of double dosing, the next song by Demetria Lovato and Sam Smith. I'm ready.
Yep. Okay, I'll say the positive. I really like the verses. I really like the verses.
Same.
Because I feel like it reminds me of Dancing with a Stranger.
Right?
Same vibe. I'm totally thrown off by this chorus, though. Like, it is so cheesy.
Well, every song about love is.
Well,
why is everyone singing about love?
I don't know, but it's just, like, it's so camp cheesy, but in a bad way. They're being so, like, sexual in the verses, or, like, it feels very like that. And then the chorus just kind of deflates the balloon for me.
It was also just kind of random.
It's random. It's unfortunately timed. Like, it's just kind of sad because there is no Olympics.
Is that what it was for?
I don't know. There was like some rumbling that maybe it could have been, but I don't know if that would have. It certainly would have tied in with it. I have to imagine they would have released it at the same time. Even if it wasn't part of it, it would be smart to release that when the Olympics were. But now I bet because the Olympics aren't happening, they were just like, well, fuck it.
Right. Everyone's just like throwing out all their singles.
Yeah. I mean, it was cute to have Gigi and Valentina in the video. And I really
Gigi
liked
Good.
Ashley. Yeah. Miss
Not James Charles
/ Gigi Good. Whoever you thought that was.
The DMs that I got about that were.
And I liked actually the dance sequence with Sam and the gymnastic people. But I can't really get around that chorus. It's so cheesy to me.
Well, you know, it's fine. I think it's okay.
Yeah, I definitely like that opening verse, though. I was like, oh, okay, this is a mood.
I'm just like, I was listening to it on my walk, and I was like, you know, they're like, I'm ready for love. And I'm like, I'm ready for this to be over. Like,
I'm ready to walk outside.
I'm ready for them to, like, allow me to, I don't know, maybe get, like, 3 feet away from someone instead of six.
Right.
So can't relate to this song.
Right. Couldn't really... Yeah, the vibe just wasn't really something I was looking for right now.
Right? Like, I want a My December type of moment right now.
Yeah, and I actually think that's why The Weeknd's album continues to slay here, is because it's The Weeknd. And
oh, is it depressing and sad?
Moody. Yeah.
I need to listen to it, because that's what I'm in
the mood
for. Moody
4 a.m. kind of music. Well, except for Blinding Lights, which is awesome. But, like, his whole vibe is that, and always has been. So it's like, yeah, of course a Weeknd album would always be slaying. And this Fiona album is going to be slaying, because it literally sounds like somebody who's agitated and isolated in their apartment for the whole time. So
okay,
that's going to
what I need.
Like, yeah. But... oh, yeah, and I forgot. I wanted to mention this. There's a new album by Rina Sawayama, who is kind of like this... It's like this... To describe the music would be like basically a melting pot of 90s Max Martin / Britney / NSYNC meets my J-pop queens like Ayumi and Utada and meets Grimes. It's like hyperspeed Tumblr pop. And I know a lot of the gays were writing about it on Friday. It definitely got a lot of acclaim and it's really good. So check that out. Sawayama is the name of the album. And she's really interesting. Like I believe her background is Japanese-British, and she kind of melds all these sounds together. And I've been liking the music for a few years now. She's got, like, one of the ones I liked this year was Comme des Garçons, and she put Pablo Vittar on a remix of it. And I don't know, I've just been into it. It's very unique, I feel, but yet yeah, sounds like a million things that I like. So I recommend that album too. We'll definitely add that to our Legends Only Weekly. It's kind of like,
I'll have to check it out.
Pop. It's very maximalist all over the place, but it's good.
I'll have to check it out. Because I actually did listen to the new stuff this week, and I was like, oh, I forgot how like enjoyable it is to escape for a hot minute and listen to music.
Yeah.
So
that's definitely, you'll like, there's a song called Excess. I think that's so 90s, so millennial and NSYNC Britney that it's crazy. So yeah, there's
I'll have
that.
To check that out. I'm really in the mood for like something moody and like slow. And there was a song that I like, because you guys know I'm trying to eventually become a DJ, which I have to move back my
your launch date.
My previously planned week of taking masterclass. But there's a song by Alex Lustig called Stardust that is very slow and like chill and electronic, and it's very much my vibe right now.
Yeah, like I'm watching sometimes while I'm working, I'm watching the DJ sets from Spin and Records or Ultra and stuff, and I'm like, it keeps me pumped to like work, but I'm also like, dance music right now is so
hard to really get into aside from my home body workouts where I need that. But I'm like, oh, God.
Right? Like, I feel like Future Nostalgia hit at such a good time.
Yeah.
Because it was like...
That's like an exception, yeah.
It was only like 2-3 weeks into the whole thing. And then I feel like the vibe now is so different from what it was a week ago.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But speaking of, you know, quarantine and... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Quarantina.
Speaking of glam.
Oh.
Life's all about...
Let's get glam.
Glamour.
Love it, leave it, work it, glam. V is for vanity. And H is for...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Yes, it is that time of the week for high fashion editorial. Let's get glam edition. So, Miss Quarantina... Maria Gagliera. I don't know. Is she listening to Legends Only? Because who said Quarantina Aguilera first? It probably wasn't me.
She's an avid listener.
Right? She's sitting there and she's like... I can just like see it.
Oh, I can definitely see it. Yes.
Like one, her cackling.
Mm-hmm.
Her like... Absolutely. Imagine Christina Aguilera reacting to high fashion editorial.
Well, she's about to because...
You know what I need to practice? I need to practice a Christina laugh.
Yeah, it's like it is a cackle.
It's a cackle. And I feel like there's certain things that I can impersonate really well, but I'll have to work on a Christina cackle.
Which I would pay money to hear the rough recordings from a neighbor's apartment of you practicing as they're just listening to you being like...
Right? Because there's like the one where she's like, Zanis!
Yeah, it's very...
It's got like a... Yeah, there's like a nasally thing. I'll have to practice it.
You can hit that note.
Yes, Miss, formerly known as Legendina Gagliera, now known as Quarantina Aguilera.
Yes.
She put out a very Christina request.
It is the most Christina request, and it is actually... It defies... You know, we have a segment sometimes on this podcast called Act a Fool Girl, but in this case, Christina never counts for that section because when you're Legendina, it's only classified as Legendina behavior, and this is classic Legendina behavior. She put a call out on the Instagram. She said, well, since I'm known as Quarantina now, which she's declared, she said, I'd like you as a challenge to recreate some of my most iconic looks, basically. And then there was a flash of all of her different looks set to, I believe, Glam from Bionic. And all of the kids are doing it now. All the fighters are sending in videos and photos of themselves in classic X-teen looks.
They sure are. Because, you know, everyone's just at home with wigs and glam.
I mean, I kind of feel like it's begging for you to contribute.
Well, there may have been some objects in my Amazon cart that I hit order on. So,
oh my God. Okay. Oh wow. That is a
a threat. No.
That is a cliffhanger if I've ever heard one.
Calling the police.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Quarantina is celebrating Quarantina in quarantine as she would.
By telling everybody to dress like her.
Yeah. Which makes me excited for her 10 years of Bionic, which is coming up in June, by the way.
Yeah. We will definitely be deep diving it.
Now that is one deep dive that we promise we will not miss because it is the most important one of the year, in my opinion.
We'll have to record it ahead of time to match the album. But I love this for her. I love this for the fans. And actually, I've been either tagged or been sent a few of them. And they are just incredible. It's amazing what you can do when you're locked at home with nothing else to do. Go check out the Quarantina Challenge and go ahead and fashion yourself a pair of, you know, assless chaps and do it too. Now, and I also have one more for high fashion editorial.
Oh, wow.
In the final stretches of work on Friday, I tuned in to Robin's live DJ set.
And now, I don't know what she was wearing. It was sort of like a mix of Jerry Blank from Strangers with Candy meets, well, I don't actually know. But it was very high fashion editorial, clearly. And I don't think she was wearing pants. I couldn't really tell, but there were like panties involved. But it was
I mean, is anyone wearing pants anymore?
Is anyone wearing pants?
Do you see the gays on Twitter?
Clearly not. baking bread and showing cakes, basically.
Like, oh, side note here, not to like steamroll this conversation, but like, is it just me or, and I want you to answer this question, also people at home, I have seen more asses up in the air in my Twitter feed in the past 2 weeks than I ever have in my entire life of being gay.
I'm not complaining, but I have to agree.
Right? Like, I open up and I'm like, oh, that's a hole.
Yeah, we're going to be full hole on Maine by next week.
Literally. Oh my God, that sounds like an album. Full hole. On Maine. You know what? When the city opens back up and we're allowed to hang out, let's open it up.
Yeah.
Our new business. Hole on Maine.
Oh my God. Totally.
So, you know what? I'm losing it, so I can talk about everyone else that's losing it too.
It's true. No, everyone's totally losing it. Yeah. The thing, you know, we kind of joked about pivoting to OnlyFans. They're just giving it away for free.
Wow.
There is no money making of this. They're just fully saying, well, here it is. But it's fine. Capitalism is not having a moment right now. But Robin is. So
back to Robin.
Yeah, Robin did a DJ set. It was really fun and cool. She played she played Honey, she played Monument with Royksopp, and then she hilariously, now I didn't know that her friend did this in DJ sets already, but she played a sample of Wendy Williams' most shocking rant, one of them, where she was like, now, did any of you know Robin? Now, she's not famous like Madonna, but you know her. And like the crowd's like, yeah. And she's like, I was supposed to go to that show tonight.
Everybody so clap if you know Robin.
Yeah, if you know Robin. She's not famous like Madonna.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Exactly. Well, she sampled the whole thing before one of the songs on it, and it was perfect. And I guess I did some deep diving, and her friend Kindness, who she works with and is a musician, was doing that like all last year, like during DJ sets, was playing that sample. So she did it, and it's perfect.
It's so, yeah. I mean, we do it here with like high fashion editorial. Oh, that's a billboard. So like, to see like a legend like Robin mix something like that in, I was like, oh my God.
So good. So good.
We stand. And
you have to, if Wendy even somewhat acknowledges you, you have to. She's going to get your name wrong. She's going to get your status wrong and your music wrong. It's like a guaranteed soundbite for you. It's so good.
Literally, Stephanie Robin just had
her pop art album.
My Stephanie Geromato.
Right? Like, I was like, oh my God, Robin has a soundboard.
She literally does.
Legends, they're just like us.
So that was really good. And yeah, so that was one of the streaming events that happened this weekend, but there was another.
There sure was.
Mm-hmm. When you wish upon a legend, many will appear.
When you wish upon a legend. What is the next word? What comes after that?
Makes no difference if you chart.
I don't know the rest of the words. Otherwise, I would keep going, but that's...
That's basically what happened. So we had the hashtag Disney sing-along. Now, we've already established that T. Kyle is not exactly a Disney gay. While I have gone to Disney over 20 times, I still don't really know the music that well.
I know the I Wanna Be Where the People Are.
Uh-huh.
I wanna see tits shaking. What are those tits? Yeah. By whatever, so, Ariel.
Yes. Who's basically your drag alter ego as well.
Basically. And I also know When You Believe from Prince of Egypt, which I don't know if that's Disney or not, but it's a cartoon, so I'm just assuming that it's Disney.
I don't think that one is. Well,
DreamWorks? I don't know. Fucking Cartoon Network?
I think it was actually DreamWorks.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. Okay, it was DreamWorks.
Anyway, close so enough. The point is that... speaking of a legend that we've already discussed,
mm-hmm.
Christina Aguilera sang Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Now, you go first. Why don't you tell everyone what that is?
That was fighting for gay rights and fighting for, I got strong Lotus teas from this because it was very much like that interview where she said that Bionic was ahead of its time. Like that same setup, I felt like it was like that very posh look next to her dog really reminded me of that promo set that she was doing all those interviews when she had that, was it a braid? It was like the hair was a different color.
Yeah, it was a braid.
Yeah. Very.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
I definitely feel like it evoked that. But yeah, she's a Disney girl. This was in her blood and she certainly sang.
She sounded fucking phenomenal.
She did.
And I was dying at the end.
The karaoke machine that she had.
Right? Like, she just had this, like, microphone, this, like, at-home studio. She's lounging. Her dog could not give two flying fucks.
That added to the appeal of a thoroughly unimpressed dog.
Right? The dog's, like, casually just laying next to this legend who's singing and does not give a fuck.
You can tell he's heard so many things before.
Literally, had gum thrown at him.
Definitely. He like goes back to his like bionic lips dog bed.
Using it as a chew toy. No, she sounded
phenomenal.
Yeah. First of all, I didn't know all the words to this song.
No,
I didn't know
either.
The words to any of these songs, honestly, until I watched the performances and watched the little thing like bounce around at the end, like the whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I want to know what the fuck is a vagabond? I literally was like, wait, what is that? And she's like, kings and vagabonds. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
I'm
going to Google it now.
No, it's like a travel, like a, basically without a home.
Vagabond.
Like, so the whole point of that line is like both kings and people who are like.
Locals.
In the updated
kings
version.
Kings and locals. What is it? Okay, so this is a vagabond.
If you replace it with an F at the front, that's what we are.
that was the Google.
Vagabond.
It sounds like with an F. Oh, Brittany, can you sing Brittany Jean for us, please?
Vagabond.
God, it does.
It's a noun. Mm-hmm. A person who wanders from place to place without a home. Oh.
Kind of me right now, actually.
Right? You're like stuck in whatever that state's called.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a lease that needs to be re-upped. The re-up. Nicki Minaj. Basically,
she sounded great.
She sounded great, and it was really exciting that legends were appearing in this, also including Ariana. I thought the Ariana one was fucking amazing.
Yeah, and visually, it looked good too.
It did. Now, that I'm definitely not very familiar with. It was Hercules, I think, and I'm definitely not familiar
Hercules
with the music.
Hercules sings too?
Yeah, it's like a whole, or like the, we're about to, the Disney case. This is not, it's like the... What do you call them?
Is there a Disney princess in Hercules?
Yeah. Forget her name. So there's muses. Oh, literally, it's my name. The muses. There's muses in Hercules. And those are all the singers.
So Carmi, Ashley.
Yes. They literally voiced each muse. The Pussycat Dolls voiced muses.
So they're not really a princess then. They're a muse.
In this case, but there was... There's a main girl in Hercules too.
Let's play a game. So we're gonna list off Disney. Should we just do princesses or all characters and see who flubs first?
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Fine, we can do any because I don't think I'm gonna do well.
Okay. Ariel.
Pocahontas.
Mulan.
Snow White.
Ursula.
Cinderella.
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. Maleficent.
Oh, that's a good one. Lilo.
Oh, Stitch.
Fucking cheater. Moana.
Rapunzel.
She's not Disney.
Isn't she the lead of Tangled?
I don't know.
I'm checking.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll give you
it's
that.
It's Rapunzel. They stole that.
Jasmine.
Ooh. Peter Pan. Wendy.
What? Williams?
Peter Pan has Wendy.
Oh, that's right. Is she the angel?
No. she's a little girl.
Who else is Disney? They can only be cartoons, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh my God, I almost just said Shrek and Fiona. That's DreamWorks, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, do I lose? Oh my God, I feel a...
Wow, you're over.
Wow. I think I lose.
It's okay, but you can use this time in quarantine, the 3 hours you have to yourself every day, to watch all the Disney movies.
Oh, can't wait. Disney Plus, maybe I'll sign up.
Yeah, there you go.
The Jonas Brothers were technically on Disney.
That's true.
Does that count?
Yes.
Hannah Montana.
Tinkerbell.
Ooh.
I forgot about that little shit.
The little rat from Cinderella.
Beauty.
Her name's Belle, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should, I don't know, like, learn about your Disney or something. I mean, even I knew that.
That is a fact.
Beast.
But she was a beauty. Beast.
You beast. How dare you?
Sebastian from Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
The eels.
Nala, Lion King.
Oh, that's right.
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Well, speaking Beyonce? Of... Well,
I am so sorry.
I can't unsee those eels from Little Mermaid, the dub of the Cock Destroyers.
Oh, absolutely.
Where they're like
that.
Swirling around Ariel and they're like, yeah.
Look at these lovely big tips.
Yeah. all right, enough of this game. But speaking of Nala, aka Beyonce.
Oh yeah, good segue.
Beyonce surprised everyone with
the
cameo that no one saw coming. Because
no,
did we
all.
Ever think that Beyonce would zoom into anything?
Never. But it now that you said Nala, it actually makes sense because she does have a Disney legacy now.
She does.
Does a beautiful When You Wish Upon a Star acoustic.
When you wish upon a brightest morning star.
Yes. It was very, well, not only was it great, but it was also like a very sweet message at the beginning. Very like comforting and a thank you to everybody.
You are Beyonce. Thank you. Still my favorite soundbite.
That's Tyra. Ever. Is that the Tyra show?
No, it was The View. And Whoopi's like, you are Beyonce. And she
not
just,
to be confused with Tyra's now viral interview of Beyonce, where she changed everything to Beyonce, which is very ahead of its time.
You know, I have been seeing a lot of old clips of Beyonce, and it was so crazy to see how everywhere she was.
Yeah, I know. It's disappointing, but also makes total sense that like you can create that whole mysterious vibe for yourself by not talking to all these idiots. Like,
right.
It's honestly, it's smart.
Remember when she hosted that Britney Diary or whatever for MTV?
Yes.
Iconic.
Legends only, actually.
Now she's...
And open for her.
Oh, that's...
DC3, right? I think DC3 did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, she has...
Well, they've both
humble
been
beginnings.
So vocal with their support for each other. That's been very... In fact, that's one thing we didn't even mention.
Oh, that is true.
Beyonce got a shout out on Britney's... self-empowerment me post where she was like, I am flawless, to take a note from my friend Beyonce.
You know, it all just comes full circle.
It really does.
Circling back.
Just circling back. Hope you
feeling per flawless.
per my last single. Oh, Fiona Apple album playing in the background again.
Literally circling back to how this episode started.
Exactly. Full circle moment.
Yeah. give it up for all of them. Weren't they amazing?
Truly.
I still think my favorite, I don't know. I mean, I thought Christina's was so good.
Yeah, that was definitely up there for me. I, I was a bit gagged by the Ariana one. I don't know. I just felt like vocally it was pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked all of it. Like, I just thought all of it was really well done given the circumstances.
Yeah.
And now we have to react featuring the Pussycat Dolls to a lot of these performances that are happening. I mean, we are also getting, interestingly, this will probably be one of Taylor's only performances here, Miss Swift, because she just canceled Loverfest and all remaining performances.
Oh, is she doing like a live stream?
She's doing this too.
You know what I have to say?
What?
How do these people not have better mics?
You know, it's a good point.
Because like, if you're a singer, if there's one thing that you should have in your apartment that like works well, as a vocalist myself, you know, I've invested in my microphones. Is it just me that kind of, I was like, if you're a singer,
yeah,
why don't you have a good microphone?
No, I definitely thought that. I think Ariana just built out a home studio next to her bed. And then I know that Mariah definitely had a good mic for her.
She's got a full studio.
She was like, I am not concerned.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. It is a little interesting that some of them are so lo-fi. It's like, don't you do this? But it kind of adds to the charm at the same time. Stars, they're just like us.
Right? Trying to be YouTubers.
Except for Ellen.
Oh.
In fact, we didn't even do the Act a Fool Girl segment, but if we did...
There's no... We don't even need to.
We don't, but once again, she's in the headlines.
Go look that up on Variety. We don't even need to. We're not going to end this podcast on that note.
Yeah, we won't end there, but we're going to just keep on all the wonderful performances that are happening even now over this weekend. And
that about wraps it up for this. I was trying to think of an adjective to describe this week, but...
Chaotic, shit show, tragic.
Tragic, another club, plane, breakdown, meltdown, depression, another single.
Basically that.
Yeah. Well, thank you all, our Legends Only fans, for...
Yes, thank you for holding out during these trying times as we continue to turn content out of nothing.
Yes, we try to stay sane.
Mm.
And
we try to stay sane here.
I'm fine.
You're...
I'll be fine.
You will be fine.
I literally just only got 3 hours of sleep last night, but I will be fine. Yeah. And you know what? It's fodder for the girls.
It is.
We gave them the Heidi interview. We acted a fool. We gave them a circus. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. We're just giving
you... You called us clowns. Sorry. For a reason.
We're just giving you different eras.
Oh, right, truly. This is my Mariah Carey showing up at TRL era.
Kind of.
Right? But like iconic. Everyone will be talking about it one day.
Yes. Yeah, so that's it. And then we have a lot of good new music recommendations for you to check out. We'll put it on the Legends Only Weekly, available on Spotify and Apple Music.
We do have a new bonus episode on Patreon if you are there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a reaction to our Heidi and Spencer interview, which is on their podcast. If you are looking for more Legends Only mess to consume on your days,
mm-hmm.
There's also the Britney podcast.
That's true.
So
go ahead and revisit that. And...
We were all so happy that day. It's actually hard to even imagine how terrible things would soon become.
That was literally you the night we went out for the last time. And you were, I don't even know if you're like, if you remember saying it. That's the thing. Because you had a few.
What did I say?
When you looked at me at Rise and you said, this is going to be the last time we go out for a very long time. And there was like this very ominous feeling about it.
Oh.
She wasn't wrong.
You know, I keep it real.
You did keep it real.
Did I really do that?
Like, yes, you just stopped and you were like, you know, this is going to be the last time we go out.
Oh.
And I was
meanwhile, like, wasn't I playing like Body Language by Heidi Montag on like the jukebox?
No, this was at Rise. This was like we were on our way out and then
stopped
by friends and then you were like, it's so crazy. This is the last time we're going to be out. And I was like, it's fine. It's going to be fine. But then it like I like turned to the massive sweaty pile of people and I was like, wait, is it?
Oh, I don't remember saying that, but
yeah, you did. You like Nostradamus need that moment.
That was, you know, and Parker and his husband now have all those extra White Claws.
Right. Yes.
They sent to their apartment. Those who don't
know, we went to a birthday party of a friend of mine from college, and Kyle ordered several boxes of White Claw to the party, which is very efficient.
Yeah. And then they all arrived and I had like two, and then everyone was like, okay, we're leaving. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, well, enjoy.
But it was very kind of you, and I know that he's probably enjoying them in quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, you did. You called it out.
Well.
And then we bumped into the boy who dressed as it from Halloween.
I do remember that.
And then I hit him up on a dating app.
Oh, of course you did. He's very your type.
Yeah. But, you know, the quarantine has kept us away, so.
He's super cute and super talented and nice.
Well, I better. Well, there's not
keep
much.
Keep that one on the back burner.
Keep that on the boiler room back burner, yeah.
God. All right. Well, enough of these shenanigans for this day.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, everyone. We hope you're safe and well and hanging in there. And
we will
see you
soon. You know, this is going to be the last time we podcast for a really long time. Oh, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's a joke.
You had like a totally sober moment in that moment where you were just turned to me and you're like, this is it.
basically me at the end of every Britney concert.
Honestly.
5 years. You know, we're used to it.
Never see her again.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.